For kids in California, it won't be as easy as clicking and agreeing to the terms and conditions to open an account on social media platforms. Soon, they'll have to get direct parental permission. After Central Coast Assemblymember Jordan Cunningham's bill, AB 891, was signed into law recently by Governor Gavin Newsom. KCBX's Angel Russell reports.
Under California law, children cannot lawfully enter into a contract on behalf of someone else. But Assemblymember Jordan Cunningham says despite that, some websites have allowed minors to agree to terms and conditions on behalf of their parents.
There's this giant exception to that in the social media realm, and that is happening at the same time that kids are spending more time on screens and more time interfacing with other people through social media than they ever have in history.
Right now, if a minor wants to install a social media app like Twitter or Snapchat, there's a clause that says a parent has consented to them using the app. Kids can click and agree, and the parent may never know.
This civil code section, AB 891, prohibits that type of workaround and will force those companies to truly obtain parental consent before they allow people to install their apps.
Ed Howard, with the senior counsel of the Children's Advocacy Institute at the University of San Diego, says children may not understand what they're agreeing to when installing apps and could pose something they may regret later on as adults.
There are almost no longer any mistakes that children can make that aren't irrevocable online, because what you do online exists forever. And it used to be when I was growing up that before you could make mistakes and it wouldn't haunt you forever. That's not the case now.
Assemblymember Jordan Cunningham says now that his bill has been signed into law, starting on January 1st, 2022, websites and social media companies must obtain direct and not assumed parental consent in order for a minor to open an account.
There's probably a variety of ways they can do it, and it's up to them how they want to technologically implement parental consent. But they are now barred by law from just sort of letting the kids say that their parent has consented to use.
For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.